Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And beside all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Each year during this Easter season, we hear this familiar and wonderful story of God with us, the story of the disciples on the way to Emmaus and how they eventually did recognize that Jesus was with them. One scripture writer calls it one of the brightest gems in the gospel. He said this, "It sparkles with the light of the risen Christ." But the story begins with a certain darkness. The disciples were reflecting on Jesus' death. They were walking away from Jerusalem. They were walking away from a place where their hopes had been shattered. "We were hoping," they said, "that Jesus would be the one to redeem Israel." They believed in him, and now he was gone. Their hopes and dreams were also gone. And I think that we all, maybe not certainly on that level, but we all have had the feeling and the experience of hopes and dreams being shattered. We also know that there are many people in this world, maybe in our families, who have helpless and hopeless feelings from time to time. We don't have to look very far around us to see terrorism and violence and war. Moral and political issues sometimes are faced with no common ground for civil discussion. Sometimes is a generous statement about that one. And we can probably only imagine how people feel whose homes and churches and towns have been destroyed by tornadoes or hurricanes or floods. And there are far too many starving and homeless people in this world or right near us who feel helpless and hopeless. At times, we just want to walk away from our problems, whether they're minor or sometimes when they're very serious. At times, we don't know where we can find hope. But just like what happened to the disciples, Jesus walks with us and says, "Don't you see? Don't you understand? Don't you understand that the Christ had to suffer and so enter into his glory?" He invites those disciples, he invites us to face our problems, to face life with hope. Was it not written? Isn't that what all scriptures are about? Jesus says to us, listen and pay attention and hope, because we believe that Jesus Christ opens the scriptures for us, and we believe that he breaks bread with us. Easter season is a season of hope. Hope is based on trust. Trust in God, trust in ourselves, and trust in the community of faith that we are surrounded by. We have hope because Jesus has defeated death and lives. That is what we profess, and that is what we believe. We have hope because we believe we have the opportunity to live with God forever. If you've heard me use this quote before, please bear with me. I've used it a lot in the last few years. It comes from a theology prof of many years ago. He said, in summing up some of Jesus' teachings to his students, he said, Jesus promises you two things. Your life has meaning, and you're going to live forever. If you get a better offer, take it. We spend a lifetime finding meaning in our lives, and we find it in our faith. We find it in family, in friends, in our work, our education, our hobbies, all kinds of ways. But we do seek it, and we need one another's help in finding it. We won't get a better offer, especially during this season, during this Easter season, but all year. We recognize that Jesus Christ is present among us, in the Word of God that we hear, in the sacraments of our church, and in the people around us who try to live as he has asked us to live in love. We recognize that Jesus is with us, and we won't walk away from him or our problems. We will walk with him now and for the rest of our lives.